Joined now by Knoxville girls soccer coach Bethany Johnson on KNIA Careless. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Well, Bethany, good to see you after a long off season.
Yeah, good to see you too.
Well, let's talk about how things have gone for soccer the first couple of weeks. I came out to the tail end of a practice here not too long ago. How's things working for everybody?
Yeah, good. We're just super excited. We get an actually full-field scrimmage. We haven't been able to do that in the past. We've just been really doing half field. And it's just getting more people out to be able to understand their different positions we want them playing and where at on the field I would like them to be.
So numbers are up this year for you. How many do you have that's active right now?
Right now we have a list of 22, 23, we're doing pretty good. So I am looking forward to our scrimmage and seeing what we can do.
Now, of those 22, 23, you told me there's a good bit of those are freshmen and sophomores. So you're going to be young this year. How do you approach that? And, are they going to mix in with the rest of the girls?
Yeah, they are sophomores. They've only had 1 year underneath their belt. Some of the freshmen have played. I think two have played before, or maybe just one. No, two have. And they already know their touches, know where they need to go, know where they need to take space. But they kind of build off of some of the sophomores. They have been really doing really well. I encouraged almost every single one of them to go play club. And from seeing them from their freshman year till now, I'm just super proud of them. And their just instincts are there and kicking, and it's just firing back up, and I just can't wait.
Well, your seniors, obviously you're going to be led by Hallie Baker and Remy Vasquez-Smith. Those are your stalwarts on the team. How are they making sure everybody needs to know what needs to happen?
Yeah, Hallie is more of my defense people, like our sixes and our back line. And then Remy is up top where our center mid forward and our wings are.
How good is that to have someone like Remy up front that she's capable of scoring, multiple goals a match?
Oh, yeah. I'm super excited to see what she can do. She is super quick and fast. And since we have our center mids, I'm just excited to see them to play a through ball and it just connecting and just getting in that net.
And speaking of net, I think you got the same goalie as last year who she got peppered a lot, but boy, she made some saves now. And of course, Addie Williams is who we're referring to.
Yeah, I'm super excited for her. I'm glad she's coming back out. She just wants to learn and improve and know what she can do better. She is very scared about making her kicks, but I think we got that down pat this week. She has been doing really good, so.
Let's talk about some of the younger players. I recognize a few of them as they came off the field from basketball and other sports. Who are some of these younger players that you might have to put in for a varsity match once in a while?
Mary Visser. She's quick. She's just a good human being. She's willing to put in the work wherever she needs to go, wherever she wants to play. Olivia, I told her tonight, I was like, you were wide open on the 20. Be selfish, take that shot. I don't care. You don't need to dribble it and be scared. I go, I'll take that shot any day. And so building her up and trying to get her to be able to have that confidence in herself is, we need to work on that. But I think she's going to be great. Autumn has never played before and either has Sam, but Autumn is a natural athlete and she just, I was her partner one day for touches, and I was like, are you sure you never played before? She goes, no, I never have. So I'm looking forward to that. So,
and some of these players you referred to, the younger ones, they may not have played soccer, but to, discovering, okay, soccer is something I'm actually good at. Is that kind of the hope for you and Coach Peden that, that some of these girls develop here in the next couple of years?
Oh, yes. I am trying to round them out to be you want to play offense? I'll put you on offense and see what you can do. I'll put you on defense. I'll just mix everybody up and just figure out what works best for us.
How much is it going to be kind of experimenting with lineups and putting someone in here, there, and everywhere until you kind of find that right combination.
Yeah, I think I have my back line figured out. Now for everything else, I'm kind of in a toss-up because I know all these girls can play multiple different things, and I don't want feelings to get hurt and say, well, why am I not starting, or why am I not getting enough playing time? It's very hard, and that's very hard for me as a coach trying to figure all that out. And we'll get somewhere where some of them will just be playing the whole time, or some of them will just be playing 5-10 minutes. So it'll all work out. It'll all depend on that.
Challenging schedule for a lot of reasons that, you know, I don't think a lot of people see a lot of wins, but you want a challenging schedule just to give the girls something to strive for.
Yeah, they are already saying we're going to be conference champs. So having that already the first week, I love the attitude. It's great. So that's just something we want to look forward to. So we got to work hard for that.
And, you like that attitude of, they look at the schedule, so, okay, we can beat this team, but then getting out there on the field and doing it, two different things.
Yeah, I told them just actually today, I just said, yeah, I'm looking forward to just not having just one or two wins. Like, I'm looking forward to being conference champs too. Like, that's always my goal. But you guys, from last year to this year, some of you guys never played before, so it was tough to try and figure out where you need to go, where you need to be, and it's just going to be a whole different atmosphere this time around.
All right, looking forward to it. Best luck this year.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Bethany Johnson, Knoxville girls soccer coach, on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA Careless.